KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're back live between games, and it's going to be a split warm-up period. There's 8 minutes and running on the clock, and then they'll stop the clock. Both teams will go to their benches, and we have senior presentations. The sales boys roster has 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors that will be recognized. And in a nice show of cooperation, Tushy will have a senior represented as well tonight. Kyler Pumphrey, Tushy was supposed to have their senior night last, earlier this week, and I can't remember what day of the week it was. They were supposed to play Riverside out of Boardman for their last home game, and Riverside had to cancel due to illness. So then there was no basketball game for Tushy senior night, and they have no seniors on their girls team, all no player older than a sophomore. So the sales and Tushy's athletic directors got together and said, well, let's just do it at the sales. And it's a packed house here. The sales boys are 12-1, currently tied for number one in the Southeast 1B division with Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian is at Prescott, winless Prescott. So Liberty Christian will most likely finish 13-1. The DeSales boys have a stiffer test here against Tushy. Tushy is 7-6 in the division, 11-6 overall, but they feature a player, Aylin Garnett, a 6'2" eighth grader who has a lot of skills. And at the 1B level, he has dominated a lot of games. He is averaging 42 points per game. And if he maintains that average through tonight's game or stays above a 36.2 average, he would set the state record for a single season point scoring average. He's had multiple 40-plus ball games. He put up 38 against DeSales back on December 12th, including 20 in the fourth quarter alone. He is a very talented player, and the gym is full tonight. I think a lot of it's because it's Tushy and DeSales and it's senior night, but there are folks, I'm sure, that are in the gym to watch Arnett play, as the Union Bulletin had a big article about his background and how he's been able to come as an eighth grader and play high school basketball. At the 1B level, you can play high school basketball. And every once in a while in my career, I've seen this done at the 1B level. It used to just be the B level. Now it's the 1B level. They separated the 1Bs and they separated the 8-man football schools from the 11-man football schools. And it used to be, now it's 1B and 2B, whatever that means. But at the 1B level, eighth graders can play varsity sports except for football for safety reasons. In fact, they might even let them play football now. I don't know. I've been out of the loop for a few years. But anyway, a few years back, a girl named, Van Olhoffen. What was her first name? Kalea Van Olhoffen, I think it was. She played for Tri-City Prep as an eighth grader at the B level, and then went on to play at the 4A level in the Tri-Cities. And then she went on to play for the University of Louisville in the NCAA. And I don't know that she made it to the WNBA or not, but she was quite an athlete. So Aylin Garnett, an eighth grader, a very talented kid, and especially at the 1B level here in Southeast Washington. So it'll be fun to watch him play against the Irish in this one in front of a packed house on a senior night. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
That's pretty cool. We're doing the senior presentations. Kyler Pumphrey, the only senior on the roster. His dad, Scott Pumphrey, coaches. His little brother, Cooper Pumphrey, a sophomore out there as well. So they got the nice family photo, full gymnasium. The Lady Irish cheerleaders providing flowers in addition to the other balloons and all the other things that were going on. And now the Irish senior boys will be announced. Maddox Phelan, his brother Manning Phelan, Jason Guest, Jackson Gazelle, and Spencer Green. It will be the five seniors, and those will be the starters tonight as well, as the Irish boys with the 14-3 record tied for, oh, it's 16-3. Why did I say 14? Let's get that thing out of there. We don't need this stuff here.
Beyond athletics, Maddox enjoys working hard.
Yeah, 16-3. Why did I write a 14? Anyway, Irish are tied for first in the league. They're ranked number 5 in the state. They've won 9 games in a row. This is the final game of a 4-game week. We beat Walla Walla Valley Academy here on Monday, 67-42. At Liberty Christian on Tuesday in the big upset. Well, it wasn't that big of an upset. It was an upset, though. They were undefeated and ranked number 1 in the state. DeSales beat Liberty Christian 64-51. And they're still ranked number 1 even with that loss. And then, yes, last night against a very physical and aggressive Sunnyside Christian team, the Irish boys gutted out a 48-42 win when the shooting touch was just not there for the Irish. The defense was, though, and the offensive rebounds were those hustle-type plays. The Irish boys were very good at it, making baskets not so much. It was a very poor shooting night and turnover issues at time as well. But Cohen Wood, as Lon Olson said, saved our bacon. A 6-foot junior had 19 points and a great all-around ball game with rebounds and steals and assists. So Cohen Wood was our Dairy Queen player, and he kind of saved us in that one. Tushy, they're 7-6, 11-6 overall, number 4 team in the Southeast 1B. So they will play next Thursday in the league tournament on the road against either Gar Powell or Oaksdale. The Sales boys, if they are upset by Tushy in this one, they will be, well, actually, they're going to be second no matter what. There's really no wiggle room for the Irish. They will host either Pomeroy or Dayton in the first round here at DeSales next Thursday. Tushy's played 2 games recently. Thursday, they were at Sunnyside Christian and lost a game 73-64, where they actually had the lead after the third quarter. They're playing very well. Sunnyside Christian's a good club and had to make a big comeback in the fourth quarter to beat the Red Hawks. And then Friday, The Red Hawks went out to Prescott against the Tigers team, who has not won a game this year, and won the ball game 75-38. These two teams played earlier this year on January 12th. We'll talk about that when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the senior presentations have been completed. They've put 3 minutes on the clock to get the guys warmed up. That's a really good idea, and I've seen several schools do that this year, and I think it's probably something they discussed at their athletic directors' meetings. For so long, it's been over the years, they have the warm-up. Everybody gets ready to go, gets their muscle temperature warmed up and heart rate up a little bit, and then you go sit on the bench for 15 minutes while they do announcements, and then you start playing. So now they stop the warm-ups, do the senior presentations, and then get you back out on the floor for a few minutes to get the juices flowing again. Let's look at the starting lineups for the two teams. For the Touche Red Hawks, under head coach Scott Pumphrey, as I've mentioned, they are 7-6. They will finish number 4 in the Southeast 1B Great Division, and they will travel to either Garfield, Palouse, or Oaksdale in the first round on Thursday for their first ball game in that double elimination at league tournament. Cooper Pumphrey, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. He had 9 points when these teams met on January 12th, a game the Irish won 76-57. Oh, I forgot to talk about that. So, yeah, on January 12th, 76-57, the Irish won that ball game. They had a big lead going into the fourth quarter. And then 20 points in the fourth quarter by Aylin Garnett, that 6'2" eighth grader that's so talented and is likely to set that individual points per game scoring record for the state of Washington coming into this game, averaging 42 points a game. And they got it down to 12 points with a couple minutes to go. But the Irish free throw shooting wasn't very good that game, 11 for 21. But Touche kept playing in there. The score by quarter was Irish 16 to 11 after one, up 36 to 24 at the half, up 58 to 58 to 33. So a 25-point advantage going to the fourth quarter, and a wild fourth quarter that as Touche outscored DeSales 24 to 19. But the Irish ended up winning the game by 19 points after being up by 25 going to the fourth quarter. So it got a little very entertaining, especially in that fourth quarter. Spencer Green had 28 points in that ball game. Maddox Filan had 14. Manning Filan had 13. All three of those guys are seniors. And then Malachi Raymond, a 6'2 junior, had 12. Malachi, I think that might have been about his second or third game back after missing the first five or six games of the season with the finger injury. So back to the starters. Cooper Pumphrey, the 5'11 sophomore, he had a couple three-pointers to open the scoring in that game out at Touche. Ended up with 9 points on three three-point field goals. Kyler Pumphrey, their lone senior, the 6'1" senior, he scored 8 points, ended up fouling out of that ball game. Hudson Zessen, a 6-foot freshman, started and that first game as well. He'll start tonight. And then Isaiah Preciado did not play in that game on January 12th. He's a 5'10" junior, but he will start in this ball game. And then, of course, Aylin Garnett, the 6'2" eighth grader, 38 points against the Irish, including 20 in the fourth quarter. So a lot of attention will be shown by the Irish defense to Aylin Garnett. And I am guessing a fairly good portion of the fans have come to the gym tonight. Probably most of the ones that aren't here to root on the seniors are here to watch. All everybody's going to be watching. I just remember on that January 12th game, I kept telling myself and on the air going, it's hard to you have to remind yourself that he's only in the eighth grade. He's a very talented player. The Irish have a very talented team. Should be a very entertaining ball game. We'll be right back for the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're just about ready to go. I got talking about Touche so much, I don't think I actually mentioned the Irish starters. And Coach Wood, he's going to start his five seniors. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, starts. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, will start. Maddox had 14 the last time these teams played. Jackson Gazelle, the 5'9 senior, gets to start. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, will start. And Jason Guest, the 5'10 senior, will start. Jason has not suited up for the majority of the games this year. He's been nursing a bit of an ankle injury, but he is suited up for this one. The senior All-State football player and a very talented track athlete, just a good teammate and classmate with the senior class. So he'll get the start out there in this one. So the starting lineups have been announced. We've got our officials group. Is it Lon? It's the same group as officials from the first game, right?
Yes, it is. Hopefully they have a little more air in their whistles.
Are they switching jobs? Or they got the same jobs?
They blew a lot of them in the girls' game, but hopefully they don't have to blow as many in this game.
We're looking for a lot faster pace contest, and it will by the Irish boys coming off one of their most difficult outcome performances. They won the ball game against Sunnyside Christian 48-42 last night, but the offense was a real issue for the Irish as the shots were just not falling but they played very tough defense, rebounded the ball extremely well, especially at the offensive end, and got the win 48-42. Pumphrey controls the tip into backcourt to Preciado. Preciado puts up a three to start the ballgame. Won't go. Rebound, Jackson Gazelle. Outlet to Maddox Filen. We're underway here in the final regular season game of the year with the Irish boys in the home white uniforms and the four screen numbers. Out top to Guest for a three. It's wide left. So they set up a play for Jason Guest, who doesn't get to play much, and he got open, but it was off the mark. There's Garnett driving hard to the basket, and there's an offensive foul. It went in, but he went right over the top of Gazelle, and so that will be no basket and a foul on Aylin Garnett. Yeah, and now we've already got some Touche folks up, standing, and yelling and screaming a lot. Yeah, they didn't like that. So Garnett picks up a foul to open the ball game. Now they get it to Green, back to Matt Filen, back to Green, down the baseline to Gus, outside to Filen, and Maddox Filen hits the three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. The Irish up 3-0. Here comes Garnett up the right side. Spencer Green guarding him. Swing to Cooper Pumphrey. Shot won't go. Rebound Manning Filen. Outlet to Maddox. Maddox Filen up court. Goes baseline left side. Cut off by Preciado. Now to Gazelle. To Green. To Guest. Right corner to Manning Filen. He'll fire long jumper. It's off the mark. Won't go. Gazelle with the rebound. Kicks it out. It bounces off the leg of an Indian Red Hawk into backcourt. No, they say it didn't touch anybody, and that'll be an over and back violation. As Gazelle chased down the rebound and then threw it up the sideline, I thought it went off the leg of a Red Hawk. Inbound on the sideline to Garnett. Green on him out front. Green on the Arnett on the drive. Loses the handle, can't find room to shoot. Gets it to Preciado. He traveled in the lane. Irish up 3-0 early. The Red Hawks have had three possessions and haven't been able to find the pay station yet. Gazelle reined up front court against token pressure. Now Green on the left wing with it. Pass long right, corner pass to Guest. Guest fires from the baseline. It's off the mark, rebound by Garnett. He'll bring it the other way and fire a deep three straight away off the front iron. Rebound Maddox Filen ahead to Green. He'll have to chase it down and kick it back to Maddox. And now in the corner to Green. Green dumps it down low to Manning. Ooh. Throws a wild pass. The Sales is starting the game a little bit like they did against Sunnyside Christian. Overpassing and just a little too fired up. I know they want to get the ball to Jason Guest, but anyway. Irish turn it over on back-to-back possessions. Garnett with the ball at the top key. Left corner to Pumphrey. Down inside to Zessen, and he puts it in. Indians first Redhawks first basket of the game. Good ball movement. Irish up 3-2. Green a long three from the left corner. Won't go. It's the left wing, actually. Right wing. Man, I am messed up. I'm announcing like the Irish are playing a little out of sorts right now. It was a missed shot from the right wing and then knocked out of bounds off of the Redhawks. 28 on the shot clock. They get it to Maddox Filen on the inbounds. He fires a three and he hits it. Maddox Filen, another Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. The Irish up 6-2. Garnett up the right side. Spencer Green shadowing him, a senior on the eighth grader. Pull up from 14 off the iron short. Rebounded by Malachi Raymond. Malachi Raymond into front court. Gets it back to Spencer Green. Spencer with Garnett on him. Left corner to Maddox Filen. On the left wing now to Manning Filen. Manning drives down the lane, spins inside. What a move! And he puts it in. He pushed it to the right, spun back to his left. The Manning brothers have all, or the Manning and Maddox Filen brothers have all the points. Maddox steals the ball, gets it to Manning. Manning throws the ball to her. I've done that a couple times here. It's Manning and Maddox Filen, not the Manning brothers. It's the Filen brothers. But they have all eight of the Irish points. And they forced a turnover there, and then that ball was out of bounds, but off of Touche. And Scott Pumphrey wants a timeout. Irish up 8-2 early. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Videoing it, I guess.
We're back live, 4:51 to go first quarter. DeSales will inbound across the way from our vantage point, about foul line extended on the left sideline. Green gets it into Filan. Back to Green to Manning Filan. Now to Maddox. Maddox drives in lane, finds it Raymond underneath. Double team kick to Wood. Wood, 16-footer off the mark, won't go. Rebound Garnett. Garnett wants to push it the other way. Maddox violent shadowing him at the timeline. Right wing pass to Preciado. Preciado, no room inside to drive. Gets it to the high post to Pumphrey. Left corner to Cooper. Pumphrey out to Garnett. Green on Garnett. Gets a screen. Now Maddox violent jumps in front of Garnett. Over to Pumphrey. Pumphrey, three on the way, won't go. Rebound Manning violent. Outlet to Maddox. Maddox violent into front court. Preciado's going to slap it away and try to steal the ball, but he couldn't. Nice job knocking away from Maddox, but Preciado, the junior who did not play when these teams played in Touche, he couldn't quite save the ball before stepping out of bounds in front of the Touche bench. They double-team Maddox as he gets the ball inbound. He gets it away to Green. Back to Maddox. Maddox rises up from 16 feet and hits it. Maddox, 5'9", the 5'9 senior. He is on. He's got 8 of the Irish's 10 points. Garnett. Step back, can't find room to shoot. Pass in the corner. Preciado ends up with it. Dribbling right to left. Gets at the foul line. Kick over to Pumphrey at the elbow. That's the senior Pumphrey. In the corner to Cooper Pumphrey. Shot won't go. Rebound Wood. Outlet to Green. Irish up 10-2. 3:59 to go first quarter. And there's a drive by Manning Filan, and he runs right over the top of Hudson Zessen and picks up the offensive foul. Manning was the trailer on that transition. Caught the ball at the elbow. And Zessen, just a freshman, nice job holding his position. First foul, the foul was not on Zessen. He drew the foul. Manning picks up the foul. Garnett in the front court gets a screen, now Wood on him. Now they've got him trapped, and he throws it away. So Garnett got the screen, and then Wood came to help, and then Spencer Green got off the screen, and they end up double-teaming Garnett, and the eighth grader throws it away. Turnover on the Redhawks. Irish up 10-2, 3:23 to go first quarter. Green into front court. Finds Maddox Filan. He's got the hot hand. He'll pull up from 16 on the right wing. It's short. And Malachi Raymond tries to save it and can't do it. Malachi kind of got shoved. He got shoved about 8 feet from the on the court to the mats by Pumphrey, who kept him from getting to that basketball. Behind the back dribble in the lane by Garnett. Can't find any room to shoot. He'll back it out and set up near the timeline. Now between the circles. Tried to put the moves on. Green stays in front of him. Over to Preciado. Shot won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. And then Malachi Raymond called for traveling. Malachi was going to outlet it to Maddox Filan, and Preciado jumped right in the lane, passing lane, and Malachi tried to put on the brakes and couldn't do it. Preciado's got a good ball hawking skills. He, like I said, he did not play when these teams met out at Touche. They get it to Garnett on the inbound. Maddox firing in him. He drives baseline, rides up, shoots it off the side of the backboard, and then he gets the ball back, took it right away from Jimenez. I'm not sure what Jimenez was thinking there. Jimenez checked in. The ball went off the side of the backboard and off the rebound carom. It was going out of bounds, and Mateo tried to save it and gave it right to Garnett, who put it in. And now the Irish miss a shot the other way. Rebound Cooper Pumphrey. Up court to Preciado. Irish up 10-4. Garnett step back three over Green. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And Garnett's got 5 in a row now. Timeout to sale. So the Irish gifted them a basket a moment ago. And now Garnett hits the three, and the Touche fans love it. 2:11 to go first quarter. The sales up 10-7 when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So Maddox 5-5-9 senior, nice start for the Irish. Two Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes and a 2-point field goal. The Irish are up 10-2, but a 5-point spurt for Tucci. An unusual play. Garnett shot the ball off the side of the backboard and his momentum took him out of bounds. The rebound was going out of bounds. It would have been our ball, and for some reason, Mateo Jimenez tried to save it. And then in the meantime, Garnett stepped back onto the court, and Mateo threw it right to him, and he put it in. And then they came down, and Garnett hit a three. He can score them in a hurry. Wood on the drive, open from 12 feet right in the middle of the lane, and he scores it. Cohen Wood, 19 points last night. His first bucket tonight, Irish up 12-7. Preciado reverses the dribble to try to get away from Maddox Filan. There's a hard screen out front. Now with the ball is Pumphrey. Pumphrey misses a shot off the front rim. Rebound Jimenez. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Now up top to Wood. Wood on the drive. Kicks it in the corner to Green. Three on the way. Off the back iron. Won't go. Long rebound chased down by Maddox Filan. Up top it goes to Wood. To Green. To Jimenez gets right inside the defense and lays it in. Good ball movement by the Irish. They're really sharing the basketball. They lead it 14-7. Scored four in a row after that timeout. And Garnett fires a long three. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Spencer Green. Spencer long pass ahead to the defense to Jimenez. And off his hands, he tried to shoot it up and won't go. Pass ahead to Garnett. Garnett shot. Partially blocked at the rim by Malachi Raymond. Rebounded by Wood. Maddox Filan with it. Now to Spencer Green. His pass knocked away by Arnett. Preciado has it go off his leg. Now to Raymond. Now to Green. They'll settle it down. This wild sequence there. Green trying to drive on Arnett, and he's fouled by Arnett with the push-off. And I watched the game out of Tucci, and Aylin Garnett is not afraid to discuss things with officials. And he picks up his second foul, and he'll sit down with 36.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. He sits down with 5 points, and the Irish inbound it. They get it to Green. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Cazell. Cazell to Raymond to Green. Preciado pressuring him. Now Spencer finds Malachi in the lane. Left wing pass now to Maddox Filan. Back up to Malachi. 20 on the game clock, 17 on the shot clock. Maddox with it between the circles. Drives right side, kick it over to Raymond. Raymond drives baseline, dumps it to Jimenez, wide open underneath. He misses the shot, and then he fouls. The Sales, I mentioned this the other night, or maybe last night, the Irish sometimes try to do too much with the passes or when they're at the rim. Just a basic shot, basic passes. Too much body flow, body movement causes us to miss shots that could be made and whatnot. Now the Irish press the inbound, and Green will knock it off Preciado and get the ball back to the Irish. So Spencer Green knocks it away from the freshman Cooper Pumphrey and Preciado, then hustles between both of them and slaps it off Preciado out of bounds. So now the Irish down in the far right corner in the Tucci end of the court. A chance to inbound the ball and get a shot up with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it to Malachi Raymond, to Cazell, to Maddox Filan. He hits a three at the buzzer. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, three. First quarter, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And the Irish finish the quarter on a 7-0 run and lead 17-7 after 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish will start the second quarter with the basketball. Garnett shadowing Green, slaps it away. Green gets it back. Now Cohen with it. Now to Gazelle. The left elbow, no room to shoot. Kick to Green. Spencer's three-pointer in and out, stays out. Spencer's, the lid's been on the basket for Spencer the last two ball games. He has yet to score. Preciado at the top of the key. Loses a dribble for a second. Gets it back. Trying to get the ball to Garnett, but Spencer Green is really denying him the ball. Preciado gets in the corner to Cooper Pumphrey. Three on the way. He's got it. Cooper Pumphrey hits a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. The Redhawks score first in the second quarter. Irish up 17-10. Green on the left wing of it. Drives baseline. He's double-teamed in the corner. Gets it up top to Maddox Filan. Wide open. Maddox shot off the mark. Rebounded by Zessen. Zessen has it stolen away on the outlet by Wood, who lays it in. Cohen Wood with the bucket, taking it away from Zessen. Irish up 19-10. Preciado backing into the foul line. Get it to Garnett. Garnett, it spins between two players and scored. Timeout, Pumphrey. And that's the talent of Aylin Garnett. He was double-teamed on the baseline and got himself skinny, they call it. He got himself skinny and got between the two players and laid it up and in. He's got seven. The sales up 19-12 with the seven-point lead. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Entertaining game so far. A nice packed gymnasium, a lot of enthusiasm for both crowd bases, fan bases, I guess it's a better way to say it. What do you think so far, Lon?
Yeah, it's what I kind of thought. They're double teaming Aylin, and I think he's a little frustrated, but he seems to be handling it as an eighth grader. He'll get his points. I don't think we have to worry about that.
We need to, well, I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about old Rainbow Red, Spencer Green. We just want him to get something going here
that last
from the three-point line.
Looked more like a throw than a shot.
Well, we're not basketball shooting coaches, but he'll get it figured out. And then Tucci pressing the inbound, and Gazelle got it inbounds and threw it away. And these are some of the things that the Irish have been doing off and on this season, and last night and tonight, unforced turnovers, uncharacteristic. The league tournament, the postseason starts tomorrow. The Irish need to get that cleaned up. Preciado misses a shot. Backboard only, rebound Manning Filan. The two things have been real consistent for the Irish, defense and rebounding. Those white jerseys had all the red jerseys blocked out. Spencer, little 15-footer on the left wing off the glass. Won't go. Rebound battle. Players on the floor. Manning Filan will get tangled up with Zessen and get up and hand the ball to Kyler Pumphrey. Kind of an aggressive separation there. But physical game. And they'll wipe up the perspiration there at the foul line. And the possession arrow in favor of the Redhawks. 19-12, the Sails with the 7-point lead. They led 10-2 early. The Redhawks went on a little run and got it 10-7. Then the Irish scored the last 7 points of the quarter, including a Manning Filan, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three to beat the buzzer. Maddox already in double figures with 11 points. Green shadowing Garnett as he brings it up court. He'll give it off to Preciado. Now in the right corner to Cooper Pumphrey. It's an air ball on the 3-point attempt. Chased down the corner by Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Maddox brings it into front court, gets it to Spencer Green. Spencer between the circles, right wing to Raymond. Nobody open inside, pass out front to Wood behind Cohen, but he chases it down. Now to Manning filing. Hand off to Maddox. Man-to-man defense by both teams so far. Manning gets Preciado in the air and scores it. Maddox filing 13 points. Got Preciado in the air on the ball fake and then dropped it in from 15 feet straight away. In the left corner, Pumphrey's got it. That's Cooper to the senior Kyler. Swing it to Garnett. Garnett, step back jumper on the right baseline. He rattles it home. He's got 9. The Irish up 21-14. He can fill it up in a hurry. Maddox Filans, the leading scorer, though. He's got 13 points in the game. Gets it to Malachi Raymond. Up top to Green. Between the circles, right wing to Maddox. Maddox drives baseline, cut off by Garnett. Inside to Manning Filan. He pushes a player to the floor, and Manning's going to pick up his second foul. Maybe a little bit of a flop there.
I felt it, though. There's some contact.
There's some contact,
unfortunately.
I think Maddox, he took it right into the chest of Garnett there on the baseline. I think Maddox was hoping to get a foul call there. That would have been 3 on Garnett.
Yeah, that should have been.
He gets the ball, comes up the other way, has it knocked away from behind, stolen by Jimenez. Maddox Filand has it to Green, to Jimenez, who misses a lay-in. Did everything right. The steal ran the floor, and then instead of just the regular lay-in, he turns his back and tries to do some kind of a reverse. There's Garnett with a 3-point attempt. Won't go over Jimenez. Rebound Cohen Wood. Now to Maddox Filand. Now to Green. Irish up 21-14. Green on the drive. Goes all the way in. Tough shot. Leaves it short. 7-point Irish lead. Garnett racing the other way. Cut off. Pulls up from 15. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Tangled up with Zessen, and that's going to be a jump ball. A lot of arm and a lot of back shoulder before that tie-up took place. Is that what you wowing about?
I guess they're letting them play tonight.
It's a fast-paced physical game. DeSales up 21-14, 4 minutes to go, 4 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the first half. Maddox Filand having a big first half, 13 points. He's got the ball, gets it to Colmwood, to Gazelle, to Maddox into front court. Finds Jimenez behind the defense, dumps it to Raymond. Raymond lays it in, and he's fouled. 2 hands on the basketball, shoulders square to the backboard, off the glass and in. It's not that tough. Kyler Pumphrey picks up the foul, so Malachi's first basket. Irish have it up to a 9-point advantage at 23-14. Malachi hits the 3-point play. 24-14, Irish up by 10. Garnett will bring it up court. Maddox filing on him. Spencer Green getting a break as with Jimenez staying in there. Now they get inside to Pumphrey. He got the player in the air. He draws a foul, and he'll go to the line. Nice job by the senior Kyler Pumphrey. Foul on Malachi, his first. And Kyler Pumphrey will shoot 2 free throws. Neither team shot a free throw in the first quarter. These will be the first attempts of the game for Tucci. Kyler misses the first one. Spencer Green checks in for Maddox Filand. Maddox should get a hand from the crowd. I don't know what's going on around here. People don't pay attention to that kind of stuff anymore, I guess. We always clap for a guy when he comes out, especially if he's done something really well. And Maddox has 13 points. Pumphrey hits the second free throw. Irish lead is 24-15. In the front court to Malachi Raymond. Back to Green. Pass inside to Wood. He's double-teamed. Finds Gazelle behind the line. He'll shoot the 3, won't go. Rebound, tip. Green's going to save it in the corner to Jimenez. Nice hustle by Spencer Green. And we've got a timeout to sales as Spencer went into the corner down there at the Tucci end, saved the ball from going out of bounds behind his back right to Jimenez, who was trapped in the corner. Spencer calls the timeout. Very smart by Spencer Green. Irish up 24-15 with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Spencer Green will inbound it into backcourt to Gazelle after the timeout. Cross-court pass knocked away from Jimenez. He gets it back. Now Gazelle with the loose ball gets it to Green. No-look pass inside to Raymond for the lay-in. Spencer looked into the corner where Wood was and then just fired it right under the basket. That was Malachi Raymond on the bucket, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. There's a foul out front by Gazelle as he was challenging Garnett outside the three-point line. That's Jackson's first foul. Third on the Irish here in the second quarter. DeSales up 26-15. Nice assist by Spencer Green a moment ago. Lob to the baseline to Garnett. Tries to spin around Green. No room to shoot. Good defense by Spencer. Kick out to Preciado. Swing it over to Cooper Pumphrey. Back up top to Preciado between the circles. Now gets it to Kyler Pumphrey. Back to Preciado. Now to Garnett. Over by the Irish cheering section. Step back three over Green. Off the iron won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Spencer Green didn't get him blocked out after the missed shot. And Garnett followed his shot, scored it, and got fouled by
Mateo
Jimenez. And that's Mateo Jimenez's second foul. Garnett now in double figures with 11 and a chance to make it 12 at the free throw line. Irish up by 9, 26-17. The free throw is up and good. Substitution for the Irish, Maddox Filan, the leading scorer in the game right now with 13 points. Three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first quarter for Maddox. He's back in the ballgame. Red Hawks showing some token pressure now. Looks like they're going to try to trap at half court. Now they'll back off. Now they get it down low to Malachi Raymond. Up top to Green. Open for three. Straight away. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Maddox. Filan. Maddox puts it up and in. Jimenez kept it alive. Maddox has 15. The Irish back up by 10 at 28-18. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Quickly played first half. Garnett trying to find room. Shoots it over Raymond and he hits it. Two guys were shadowing at 6'2". He rises up and hits his second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Irish up 28-21. Out to Green. Garnett on him. To Maddox Filan. Now to Malachi Raymond. Drives and kicks it to Green at the foul line. No room to scoot. Kick out to Wood. Wood on the dribble drive. He'll take it up inside. Shot won't go. Rebound Garnett. The Red Hawks with the ball and the Irish with the 7-point lead. It was 10 points a moment ago. Garnett, shake and bake, can't get loose of Green. Kick in the corner to Cooper Pumphrey. Pumphrey's three won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. 1:27 to go, first half. Wood on the right wing with it. Gets it up top to Malachi Raymond. He'll shoot from 16 off the iron. Won't go. Wood with the offensive rebound. He dribbles out of there, and he's fouled by Kyler Pumphrey. Pumphrey tried to sneak in behind him and get set, but you got to give a guy a room to move around a little bit. So Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, picks up his second. Only two fouls on the Red Hawks here in the second quarter. They lob it inside to Raymond, lose the handle, gets it back, has it stripped. Now Jimenez gets it. He's stripped and fouled by Garnett, and that is three on Aylin Garnett. Across the arm. That was a fairly easy one to call.
Into
the ball game comes Johnny Garcia, 5'11", eighth grader. They're saying that wasn't a shooting foul? Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
He was going up for a rebound putback. All right. They get in the corner to Maddox Filan, open for three, off the back iron won't go. Malachi Raymond can't get to the rebound before Preciado. Preciado's a heady ball player. I thought Malachi had a beat on that. Left wing pass to Cooper Pumphrey. Pass down low to Zessen. Knocked out of bounds by a diving Jimenez. Mateo's effort. All their effort level's good, but Mateo really works hard out there. They all do. Pumphrey inbounds to Preciado. Now Pumphrey gets it back. Drives baseline. Leaves it short. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Now left to Spencer Green. Up court to Maddox Filan on the left wing. He'll go all the way in. Puts it up strong and scores it. Maddox Filan. I might have said Malachi. That was Maddox Filan. 17 first half points. A beautiful pass up court by Malachi Raymond. By Spencer Green. Now Pumphrey has it knocked away. Tyler Pumphrey has it slapped out of bounds in front of the DeSales bench. 37.3 seconds to go in the first half. It has the Irish up 30-21. Pass down low to Zess and ball knocked away. We've got a whistle and a foul. Interesting to see what this one will be. The foul is on Cohen Wood, his first. Fifth on the Irish, so the Redhawks will shoot free throws here with 33.2 seconds to go in the half. Boy, the official who made the call was the official on the right wing, and that play was going on in the left corner. Interesting. And Pumphrey hits the free throw. He's got 2 points, both from the line.
He has a tendency to do that.
He was a long ways away from that play.
Yeah, we won't.
Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound to Preciado. He puts up a little fadeaway inside. He can't hit it, but he's fouled. The Sales committing a lot of fouls here in the second quarter. And that is three on Mateo Jimenez. And Preciado, that was a long rebound off the back iron. And he just kind of jumped back and got it. Now Preciado will shoot two. His first one is off the mark. The Redhawks have shot six free throws in this second quarter and have made three of them. Preciado will get a second try there, and he misses them both. Rebound by Malachi Raymond. They get the outlet to Maddox Fine and Spencer Green. The shot clock and the game clock are virtually synced up right now. Green with Preciado on him. We'll give it off to Cazell. Cazell, the Maddox Fine, who certainly has the odd hand for the Irish here in the first half. Now Spencer with 12 seconds. Now Preciado will sag off him. Spencer goes right by him at the foul line. Little Euro step in the lane, and he scores it with 4 seconds to go. Now they knock the ball away from Preciado. Maddox Filan with the steal on the lead. Oh, it goes out. Maddox Filan got the steal from Preciado, put it up off the glass. It spun all the way around the rim while the horn was sounding, and it fell away. That would have been a perfect finish to a great first half for Maddox Filan. But the Irish have a 10-point lead at the half against the Touche Redhawks, 32-22. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
But I recognize your handwriting. We're back live at the half as the Sales boys lead by 10 in an entertaining first half. The Irish outscore the Redhawks 17-7 in the first quarter. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior on senior night, three Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three-pointers in the first quarter, including a buzzer beater as he scores 11 first-quarter points. And then he has six more in the second quarter and just couldn't quite get a land to spin in there at the buzzer to end the first half. The Irish and the Redhawks each score 15 in the second quarter. It's been an entertaining up-and-down-the-floor game, some athletic plays and some efforts at making athletic plays that have turned into turnovers, but the Irish have a 10-point lead at the half. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Dave Maley out of Rosalia Thornton, Washington, who's a stat king in Eastern Washington and throughout the state. And we're going to talk about some 1B basketball postseason activity, or kind of handicap the postseason in Eastern Washington when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live here at DeSales. The postseason will be upon us next week, starting with the league tournament between the Southeast 1B Grape Division and the Southeast 1B Wheat Division. The top four teams in those two divisions will begin a two-week process of determining who goes to the district tournament. You've got to finish in the top four to do that, to qualify. The Irish boys and girls will both do that. And with me now is David Maley. We've known each other for years, and you are all over the Southeast 1B divisions, and tell us what to look for in the postseason next week.
Okay, for the great girls, the four teams have clinched playoff berths in terms of seeding. And for DeSales girls, they'll either play in Oaksdale or Palouse for first round of the 1B tournament. And tonight in Palouse, Oaksdale is playing Garfield Palouse. If the Vikings win, and this is for both boys and girls, Garpal wins, they clinch the one seed in the wheat division. But if Oaksdale boys or girls win in Palouse tonight, then the Nighthawks will be, well, I shouldn't say, they'll be tied for the wheat division title for both boys and girls. And I honestly don't know.
Yeah, they probably have some kind of a number draw tiebreaker, and they usually don't make that public.
Okay. Well, regardless, for the Lady Irish, they'll either play in Palouse or Oaksdale next weekend. It's going to be a tough game for the Lady Irish.
They'll play on Wednesday, on the road.
And then for the boys, the four seeds in the grape division are set. And tonight, Dayton hosted Waitsburg. Pomeroy hosted Colton in boys' games. I believe Dayton and Pomeroy should win those games and will be tied at 9-5 after today's games. Well, one of those teams will play in Richland, take on Liberty Christian. And the other will play here in Walla Walla against DeSales next Thursday in boys' first round games.
Right.
And Sunnyside Christian and Tushy, one of these teams will play in Palouse. One of these teams will play in Oaksdale for the first round. And I'm going to just put a wild guess here, Mike. I think there could be an upset between a great division lower seed, Sunnyside Christian or Tushy, winning up in Whitman County.
I agree. I was going to ask you, and I know maybe it's not fair to ask, if you've seen a lot of wheat division games, just a couple of the great division teams. We played Oaksdale here, and they're their number two team, and it was really a one-sided contest. And I really feel the same. Touche is very athletic. I think their ability to knock up off a Wheat Division upper-seeded team, and, of course, Sunnyside Christian as well with their pedigree of making it to state tournaments, and they're a really good ball club. So I agree with you on that. Who would you say out of all the Wheat Division boys teams has the best chance to move on to district?
Well, I believe that Garfield Blues and Oaksdale should make it to the district round. It's going to be tough for Dayton and Pomeroy to make it, but I think Garpal and Oaksdale will eventually make it from the north. And then for the girls, same thing, Garpal and Oaksdale. And the bottom seeds for the Wheat girls, Pomeroy and Tico Roselia, they're going to have their hands full. And I would like to congratulate Tico Roselia. This is the first time in the 5 years of the 1Bs in which TR has played, they've qualified for district or tournament.
League tournament. It used to be the district tournament, right?
The olden days.
Well,
I apologize.
The old Whitman County and the Blue Mountain League, those are fun times. That's when we first met 30 plus years ago. Well, Dave, thanks for joining us. We're going to take a break, come back with the second half. Irish up 32-22. In this boys' contest against Touche on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Let's get the scoring here in the first half. Down the score sheet for Touche, Cooper Pumphrey has 3 points on Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. Kyler Pumphrey has 2 points on 2 free throws. Aylin Garnett, 10 points in the second quarter, 15 in the first half. He's hit 2 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3s. He's 1 for 1 from the free throw line. And then 2 points for Hudson Zessen. That is the scoring for Touche. For DeSales, 2 points for Spencer Green on a driving lay-in right there at the end of the first half. Cohen Wood has 4. 17 points for Maddox Vilen. 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3s, including a buzzer beater at the end of the quarter. And then 3 2-point field goals in the second quarter. 5 for Malachi Raymond. 2 for Manning Filan, and 2 for Mateo Jimenez. The Red Hawks will start the second half with the ball down to our right and working in front of their head coach, Scott Pumphrey, and their bench. Garnett drives left side. On the baseline left side, he hits it. He's got 17. Irish lead is down to 8. Touche played Sunnyside Christian very tough on Thursday. Lost 73-64. They led most of the game, and Sunnyside had to come back in the fourth quarter. Touche has a comeback capability as well. They had a big fourth quarter against the Irish out at Touche, scoring 24 points. Very competitive. Now there's a push in the back. How do you not call that? Spencer Green driving down the left side, and Garnett right in the lower back, and no call. And the shot was missed. Preciado drives baseline, cutoff, gets it to Zessen. Zessen puts up a little late footer, won't go, rebound Malachi Raymond. He's stripped by Kyler Pumphrey. Touche very aggressive to start this third quarter. Garnett now with the ball. Spencer Green staying on him. He gets a screen and he can't do anything with it. Gets off to Preciado. 3 on the way, won't go. Long rebound, tip controlled by Malachi Raymond. Up the court to Spencer Green. Garnett's there. Take him to the basket, draw the foul. It's blocked. Garnett blocks the shot. He comes the other way, goes right by Wood and lays it in, and he's fouled. That's Aylin Garnett, the 6'2 eighth grader. Blocks Spencer Green's shot, comes the other way, makes the lane and gets fouled. And just like that, he has a chance to cut it to a 5-point game. He is the real, real deal. And the foul was on Maddox, his first. Garnett has a chance to cut the Irish 10-point lead in half here right away in the third quarter, and he does. 32-27 Irish. Ahead to Malachi Raymond. Gets it back to Spencer. Spencer cut off on the baseline by Garnett. Now to Raymond. Up top to Maddox Filan. Back to Spencer. Spencer over to Manning Filan. Manning to the foul line. 15-footer on the way. He's got it. Manning Filan scores it. The Irish get it back up to 7 at 34-27. Very good ball game. Garnett dribbles up the right side. Spencer Green shadowing him. Between the leg with the dribble. Cross court pass to Preciado. Now to Preciado cut off on the sideline, and he's called for double dribble. Good defense by DeSales. Maddox Filan stayed right in front of Preciado and forced a turnover. Now the Indians, or excuse me, the Red Hawks. They were the Indians for so long. I have a hard time getting the Red Hawk word out of there sometimes. They get to the right wing to fire to Raymond. Now to Green. Green on the drive. Cut off. Kick out the Manning Filan. Three on the way. Short. Rebound right off the top of the head of Spencer Green. It came. It's one of those rebounds that basically came straight down. Preciado's got it. He'll go all the way to the other end of the court. Can't hit the shot. Pumphrey saves it from going out of bounds. But right to Cohen Wood. Wood will slow it down and get it to Maddox Filan. Up top to Green. Green with Garnett right on him. Down low to Wood. Wood on the baseline to Raymond. Raymond's shot won't go. Rebound tipped out. Front court. Malachi Raymond beats Garnett to the ball. Ahead to Maddox Filan. He has it slapped away. Gets it to Green. Green in the corner. Up top to Malachi. Back to Maddox. Thought about a three. Won't take it. Gets it out to Malachi. Three on the way. Backboard. Nothing else. Oh, off the shin of Preciado and out of bounds. So backboard. Nothing else. All red shirts underneath. But the rebound back came back so fast. It went off the knee of Preciado and out of bounds. Now, it did not hit the rim, so they reset the shot clock, which they shouldn't have done, but they're going to go ahead and do it. Oh, well. Home court advantage, maybe? They get into Wood. Wood pulls up from 8 feet. He's got it on the inbound. Cohen Wood's got 6 points. Irish had lead back up to 9. It was 10 at the half. Then Garnett's scored the first 5 points of the third quarter for Tucci. There's Wood stealing it away from Cooper. Gets it to Green. Green puts a shot up off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Maddox Filan. Garnett got back and changed the shot. Wood chose not to shoot it. Got it to Green. Now to Malachi Raymond as the Irish will set up the offense. Manning Filan to Malachi. To Spencer Green. Garnett right on him. Down low to Manning Filan. Kick back out to Malachi. Up top to Wood. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Preciado. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Irish up 36-27. Tucci scored 5 in a row. The Irish scored 4 in a row. Garnett with a 3. Won't go. Rebound tip. Pumphrey gets the rebound, dumps it to Garnett, and he scores from 5 feet. Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, got the rebound and looked for Garnett. Found him. 36-29. Irish up by 7. Up top on the right wing, it goes to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the drive, Preciado shadowing him. He takes a tough shot, it won't go, but Preciado is called for the foul. Maddox Filan having a heck of a ball game. Preciado's first foul. Tucci committed only 5 first half fouls, but 3 of them were on Aylin Garnett. The Sales went to the free throw line just once in the first half. Maddox hits the first free throw. He's got 18 points. Aylin Garnett leads all scorers with 22. Irish up 37-29 now. Jackson Gazelle checks in. Maddox Filan hits both free throws. Cohen Wood gets a break. Garnett will bring it into front court. Spencer Green challenging him. You're not going to stop him. You just have to make him work for it and try to slow him down. Preciado. To Cooper Pumphrey, back to Preciado. He'll shoot a fadeaway 3, partially blocked. Malachi Raymond gets the loose ball. He'll come up court with it. Preciado really shadowing Maddox hard, pushing. That's a foul. Preciado getting a, I was wondering, he was riding him all the way up the sideline, then across the court, and they finally made the call. And the Irish will inbound near half court, down to our left. Very.
They missed the Maddox, though. He got him by the arm going up. So we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. Malachi Raymond with the ball in the left wing. Now right wing to Gazelle. Right side, Spencer Green trying to find room against Garnett. Drives in, dumps it to Raymond for the lay-in. Spencer Green drew the defense. And Malachi Raymond gets the ball and puts it in. Nice assist by Spencer. Preciado into front court to Cooper Pumphrey. Preciado open up from 16 on the baseline. It's short off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Manning Filan to Malachi. It's 3-on-3. Garnett is back. Spencer drives in, gets by Garnett, and lays it in. Spencer's bucket. Timeout, Tucci. DeSales has opened up a 13-point lead. 42-29. DeSales on top. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. The sales up 42-29, 2:46 to go in the half. It's been a game of spurts here in the second quarter. Aylin Garnett scored the first 5 points of the second quarter to cut the Irish 10-point lead in half. The Irish went on a run, and now they're up by 13. Cooper Pumphrey on the left wing with the ball and a pass from Garnett. Back to Garnett. Let's see what they have. Sure, something for Garnett after the timeout. Garnett dribbling left to right, drives in. He reaches in, and he's fouled by Maddox Filan. It's on the – that is not a two-shot foul. He fouled them out beyond the three-point line. Coach Wood saying, how is that a shooting foul? He reached in and fouled them at the three-point line, so Coach Wood's not going to agree with that explanation. First free throw is good by Garnett. Okay. Foul on Maddox Filan is his second. Irish up by 12, 42-30. Garnett is 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Second one is off the mark, rebounded by Cazell. Maddox Filan's bringing it in the front court. Maddox, no room to get anything going on the right wing up to Cazell. Now right wing to Green. Now to Maddox Filan at the foul line. Open from there, and he scores it. Maddox Filan's the guy. 21 points for Maddox. That was just a free throw for him. Preciado loses the ball, gets it away from Filan and Green, gets into front court to Pumphrey. Pumphrey slipping out of bounds, tried to throw it off of Jimenez, but Jimenez catches it. And now the Irish are in front court. Now to Maddox between the circles. Now to Malachi Raymond. Malachi Raymond to Jimenez. He has an avenue to the rim. Leaves it too strong. Rebound Maddox Filan. And then he can't hit the putback in the tall trees. And Cooper Pumphrey's got it. Now to Garnett. Garnett in open court. Cut off by Green and Filan. Gives it up in the corner to Pumphrey. Or excuse me, to Preciado. And Isaiah Preciado hits a Hank Warren Edward Jones three. Irish up 44-33. Cohen Wood sets a check back in. Get to Malachi Raymond. 12-footer on the way in. Good. Irish getting cutters in the lane, and that ball hit soft off the rim, swirled all the way around and in. Malachi's got 9. Irish back up by 13. Garnett, a three-pointer, rattles it home over Green. Hank Warden Edward Jones, 3. He can rise up and shoot it. They get it to Malachi Raymond behind the defense, and he's fouled on the alley-oop attempt by Pumphrey. Beautiful pass by Spencer. Malachi got contacted there by Cooper Pumphrey and will shoot 2 free throws. That was a beautiful touch pass by Spencer. Spencer can't find a way to get the ball to go in from beyond the arc, but he threw a perfect pass right there. Malachi's first free throw is short. Irish lead is 10, 53.6 seconds to go. This has been a quickly played boys contest. The girls contest drug on quite a bit. A lot of fouls, a lot of jump balls. Second free throw is good. Substitution, Cohen Woods going to come in for Malachi. Give him a break. Malachi in double figures with 10. Now, Maddox Filan leads the Irish with 21. They get inside to Zessen. Out to Preciado. Preciado's shot won't go. Rebound foul going to be called on Tucci. Number two, that's Cooper Pumphrey. He picks up a second foul. Four fouls on the Redhawks. 44.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maddox Filan will bring it up court. Pass left wing to Spencer. The Redhawks switching to a zone defense right now, so the Irish surveying that. They go baseline, goes Maddox Filan. He's triple team, kicks out to Gazelle, loses the handle, catch it, gets it, goes up strong, puts it up and in. So for some, I don't know, Tucci switched to the zone. The Irish attacked it with the penetration. Irish up 49-36. Garnett driving baseline, pushes off on Green, no call. Gets it down low to Zessen, loses the handle on the pass, tries to find room to shoot. Jimenez with the block shot. Maddox Filan runs it down. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the third. Three, two, one to Green for three. Got it! Spencer Green beats the buzzer with the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Let's see if that gets Spencer going. Block shot by Jimenez. Loose ball picked up by Filan. Filan managed the clock. They found Spencer for the buzzer beater, and that's the Irish with a 16-point lead at 52-36, heading into the final 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales will have the ball and a 16-point lead after Spencer Green beat the buzzer. And maybe that's what Spencer needed. He didn't have time to think. The clock was heading to zeros. He caught it, shot it, and dropped it. Wood lobbed it inside to Manning Filan, and it goes over his head and out of bounds. So Tucci has switched up their defense. They've been playing man-to-man, but kind of getting carved up on cuts to the basket. And now they're playing a zone with Aylin Garnett patrolling the middle of it. And now he dribbles by three players and shoots a 15-footer. It's off the mark. Rebound by Zessen. He goes up strong. He can't hit it. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Hudson Zessen, a 6-foot freshman, doing a nice job working the boards for the Redhawks. 7:35 to go in the ball game. They try to get Garnett open off the inbound. Green working on him. Spencer's still on him. Now they double team him. He gives it up the bot to Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler Pumphrey on the drive goes up strong. He's the shot block. He's fouled. They'll go to the free throw line. Kyler Pumphrey on senior night. He was recognized here in the Irish gym because their senior night game got canceled. That was a nice little touch. Big crowd, a packed house here. And the foul is on Manning Filan. That's his third. The other player with three fouls, Aylin Garnett, has not. He had those in the first half. And Kyler Pumphrey hits the free throw. The Red Hawks are 6 of 11 from the free throw line, and they score first here in the fourth quarter. And there's some perspiration on the floor, so some players get some little traction off there from that perspiration onto their bottom of their shoes. And Pumphrey will get a second opportunity here. So the Red Hawks have switched to that zone defense. We'll see how that goes. And Pumphrey hits them both. Now, The Irish were ahead by 28 points going into the fourth quarter against Touche on January 12th, and the Red Hawks put up 24 points in the fourth quarter. Garnett scored 20 of them on his own. So the Irish got to be aware of a run by the Red Hawks. Irish playing against his own defense. Maddox splits it, gets in the corner to Wood. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound Garnett. So Coach Pumphrey's defense change to the zone is, seems to be helping. Garnett right there at the libero line. He hits several of those out at Touche from beyond that range. Out top to Cooper Pumphrey. Now it over to Zessen. Zessen with it. Wood on him. Shot clock at 10. Now they get to Pumphrey. He drives in, and there's a block foul called on to Sales as Kyler Pumphrey's going to go to the free throw line. And that's a Malachi Raymond foul. That's his second. And Pumphrey's fourth trip to the free throw line. He is 2 for 4, 3 for 5, 4 for 6 from the line so far. And that's a great way to score for the Red Hawks. The clock stopped, and you keep getting back in the game. And Kyler hits another one. He's hit 3 in a row. All of his points from the free throw line. Neither team has made a field goal here a minute and a half into this fourth quarter. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Spencer Green. Garnett waiting for Green at half court. Now the Indians go back, or the Red Hawks go back to the man-to-man defense. Right wing pass to Green. Wide open underneath is Phelan. Loses his footing for a second. Got Zessen. Was able to get in there and defend him. And now a foul on the rebound. Manning was wide open for a second, but he slipped a bit, which allowed Zessen to get in front of him and then missing the shot. And then on the rebound, there's a push foul called on Maddox Phelan. We got one particular official is doing pretty much all the whistle blowing for the most part. They inbound it to Arnett. Ailing Garnett. Trying to reach, go inside on Green. A little scoop shot in traffic, won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Up court to Wood. The Irish will slow it down, leading by 13 with the ball. Trying to be patient, but get those open shots if you can. Up top to Green. Green takes a drive on Garnett, goes up strong, too strong. Wood with the rebound. Spencer laid it too strong off the glass, but Cohen was right there on the backside to get it and lay it in. Garnett, a three over Green. He rips it. Rattles it home. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Irish up 54-42. Down low to Manning Phelan underneath the basket. Can't get room to shoot. Kick it out top to Wood. Irish got the ball up court, quit. Now they'll reset the offense. Now they get to Wood. Little 5-foot fadeaway. He's got it. Touche went zone there. They've been switching up their defense. Cohen did a nice job. Didn't try to get all the way to the rim. Little 5-foot fadeaway. Cohen's got 10. Irish up 56-42. Preciado for three. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Cohen Wood. Irish up by 14. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. They want a half-court tempo. They don't want to let the Red Hawks, especially Garnett, get into the open court. They get it to Maddox Phelan. His three won't go. In and out. Rebound Cohen Wood. Cohen puts it back in. Timeout Touche. Cohen Wood. 6 straight points here in the fourth quarter. 2 of them on rebound putbacks. Irish up 58-42. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live during the timeout. Coach Pumphrey, down to my right, very animated about his guys. Offensive execution is they're talking about that, and they're talking about blocking out. He is coaching them hard. He's done a great job with the team. He's got a great player in Ailing Garnett and a great team around him. Garnett has hit 1, 2, 3, 4. Hank Ward, Edward Jones threes. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He has 29 points in the ball game. He had 38 when these teams met on January 12th. He's averaging over 40 points a game, and he's going to maintain that, I think. And if so, he'll set the state record for individual scoring for a single season. He drives right side, cut off on the baseline, pulls up from 8 feet, won't go, rebound, battle, ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Redhawks. Cohen Wood was battling there with Cooper Pumphrey. Yeah.
A little bit.
Leaning and pushing. Good physical game. Irish with the ball and up 16 with 4.5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Maddox Filan gets it the right wing to Green. Deep three by Spencer.
Hey,
he's got it.
Spencer.
Yep, that buzzer beater, I think it flipped the switch. He had no time to think about it. At that buzzer beater, he had to catch it and shoot it. That time he caught it and dropped it. Spencer with 10 points. Preciado has a shot blocked by Manning Filan. Long rebound. Preciado chases it down, gets it to Garnett. Garnett for three, he hits it. He can bombs away from anywhere. And now Preciado with the steal on the inbound, gets it to Pumphrey. Pumphrey shot won't go, rebound Malachi Ramey's foul. But I'll tell you what, Isaiah Preciado, okay, got his shot blocked. He hustled after it. They saved it. It went right to Garnett, who hit the three. And then a steal by Preciado, missed the shot, and then a foul on Kyler Pumphrey on the rebound. A wild sequence. A lot of athletic plays, and the Irish are up 61-45. 3:45 to go. The Irish controlling the tempo as best they can against a very athletic Touche team. Maddox finding left baseline to Raymond. They leave him wide open. He tries to dunk it and can't do it. Why do we keep doing that? Just make a basket. Dang it. Here come the Indians the other way, or the Redhawks the other way. Preciado for three. Shot won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Jimenez is fouled on the rebound. I don't know. I'm an old school coach guy. I guess I'm an old school radio announcer, and I get it. These guys want to go up and make that spectacular play. Malachi had a run at it from the left corner, but you just make the shot. The Irish survive the miss and come back the other way after the good defense by Jimenez. The Irish with the ball leading by 16 points. We're down to 3 minutes. The Irish doing a great job running the clock. They get it down low to Jimenez. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. So Coach Pumphrey went zone for a while. But they're back to the man-to-man defense, and the Irish have done a nice job spreading the floor, keeping Garnett on Green and away from the other four guys. And it's really worked. Good coaching by Coach Eric Wood. The foul was on Zessen, his second. Jimenez misses the first free throw. Irish up by 16 with 3 minutes to go. And 16 points can go away very quickly with Aiden Garnett on the floor. He misses them both. Malachi Raymond tips the rebound out front. It's run down by Johnny Garcia, an eighth grader who's checked in. He has it stripped away. Spencer Green's got into front court to Gazelle. And they hold the ball there. Now to Maddox Filan, back to Gazelle. Drives baseline, dumps it to Raymond. Raymond takes a tough shot. Won't go. And we've got a whistle and a foul. We'll see it's called on. It's called on number 11. That's Kyler Pumphrey, his fourth. And Malachi Raymond will shoot two free throws. Malachi in double figures with 10. Woods in double figures with 12. Spencer Green's got 10. Maddox Filan's got 11. Malachi misses the first one. Second one is up and good. So Malachi has hit 1 out of 2 on his last two trips. Aiden Garnett comes into front court. Timeout, Touche. 62-45. DeSales up by 17 points with 2:50 to go in the ballgame. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
He had 26 in the third quarter, didn't he?
We're back live at the timeout period, just about over. Aylin Garnett, 5 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second for 15 at the half. He scores 8, 11, 12, 13 in the third quarter. He had 28 going into this fourth quarter. And he's hit a couple of Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes for the only two field goals for the Redhawks. He has the only made field, well, I take that back. ECIA Preciado had a three-pointer in the third quarter. But Garnett's the guy, and they get it inside to him. Double pump, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, scores, and he's fouled by Jimenez. Jimenez made him take a tough shot, and Garnett missed it, and then Jimenez didn't get him blocked out. So they're making the talented eighth grader earn it offensively, and he is. He's got 36 points now, a chance to make it 37 at the free throw line, and that's four fouls on Jimenez, each team with four fouls. So free throws on all defensive fouls for the last 2:42 of the ball game. Garnett hits a three-point play, so Coach Pumphrey gets a three-point play the traditional way. Out of the timeout, 62-48, Irish up by 14. Maddox filing with it up top. Now Green deep on the left wing. Now to Cazell at the top of the key. Right wing to Jimenez. Goes baseline. He's trapped. He stopped on the baseline, and he traveled. Mateo, a little indecisive there. I thought he should go up, just go up for the shot. He had the nice hard drive. Then he tried to put on the brakes and travel. So after the timeout, The Redhawks get a three-point play, and now a turnover and a chance to cut it down to 11 or 12, depending if it's a two or a three. There's a pass inside, knocked away by Raymond, stolen by Jimenez. The Irish on the run. Jimenez gets it to Raymond. Raymond lays it in. Timeout, DeSales. So the Irish stop a little run by the Redhawks with a turnover and laying of their own. They lead it 64-48, 1:59 to go. We'll keep it here. Coach Wood respecting the talent of the Redhawk team and especially the elite talent of Aylin Garnett, the 6'2" eighth grader. You've got to manage this game right to the end. You can't give them an avenue to make a big run on you, because they can score it in a hurry. The Irish led by 28 points going into the fourth quarter out at Touche. Garnett went off for 20 in the fourth quarter. It was never in doubt, but it got down, went from 28 down to 12, and then the Irish, they had the foul, and the Irish made their free throws. Jason Guest, the Irish senior, is going to check in, and so Coach Wood is going to try to end the game the way we started it on senior night with all of his seniors on the floor. 1:51 to go in the contest, and Jason Guest fouls. Jason Guest comes in and fouls, and that will send Touche to the free throw line. Johnny Garcia, 5'11", eighth grader. They've got 2 eighth graders out there right now to shoot two with 1:49 to go. Coach Woods is kind of, I want to do this for my seniors. And Garcia hits the first free throw, his first point of the game. 12 points in the quarter for the Irish, 13 for the Redhawks. And he hits them both. Full court pressure by the Redhawks. Spencer Green with the ball. Coach Wood going to trust his five seniors here down the stretch. Spencer avoids a trap, gets it over the top to Maddox Filer. Now to Cazell in the right corner to Guess, and Guess drops the ball. Picked up by Johnny Garcia. Down to front court to Byerly, and we've got a whistle, and the official says, my timeout. What's going on? He raced down the court, blowing his whistle hard. Oh, the shot clock hadn't started. This guy's on everything. He chased down Tucci on that one. Okay. Preciado with it now on the inbound to Garnett. Garnett, no room to shoot against Green. Up top to Preciado. He'll fire the three, and he hits it. A 7-0, an 8-0 run by the Red Hawks. And that's an 11-point game with a minute 13 to go. They get to Manning Filen, to Cazell in the corner to Guess. Back to now to Green, and Green has it stolen away by Garnett, and Garnett's fouled by Green.
Yeah, they got that right. Bounce pass, Spencer.
Yep. This Coach Woods saying, I'm going to stick with my decision. Green's first foul of the game. Garnett will shoot two free throws with 59 seconds to go, and the Irish up by 11. 59.4 seconds to go. 64-53. Hits the first one. 10-point game. The Red Hawks have scored 10 in a row now. 9 in a row, excuse me. I think a three-point play, a three-point shot, that's 6. 2 free throws, that's 8. 1 more, that's 9. 9-0 run for the Red Hawks. Actually, Raymond had a bucket in there. So 9 of the last 11 points have been scored by the Red Hawks. Spencer dribs out of the double team, gets it to Manning Filen. He gets it to Gazelle in front court. Red Hawks try to trap. We got a whistle and a push foul. And I think Coach Pumphrey wanted that. They foul Cazell. And so the seniors will have to earn it here at the end. I think Coach Wood, that's what he wants. Cazell will shoot two free throws with 49.7 seconds left, and the Irish lead it of 9. First free throw is good.
Other boys. Jackson.
Okay, Jackson's got 3 points.
We need all the points we can get. They could pour them in fast.
But now it's a 4-possession game. And Jackson's second one's off the mark. Long rebound chased down by Preciado. 47 seconds left. Garnett throws it down court to Cooper. Back to Garnett. Garnett trying to find room to shoot the three. He will. It's off the back iron. Spencer Green with the good defense. And there's a rebound foul on Kyler Pumphrey. And Kyler Pumphrey, the 6'1 senior, he should get a good hand from everybody in here. He's going to foul out on senior night with 5 points, all from the line. 5 for 7. 5 for 8 shooting at the line for his 5 points. Fouls out with 38.8 seconds to go. And Jackson Gazelle's back at the free throw line now with 38.8 seconds to go. And a 10-point lead. First free throw is good.
Oh, yeah.
Off nice. The back iron and spun in.
Little senior luck here.
Yeah.
Senior bounce.
Jackson's second free throw is off the back iron, so he makes 1 out of 2. Irish up by 11. Garnett fires a long three out by the libero line. Players on the floor. No shot doesn't go. Garnett, or excuse me, Guess with the rebound. Now Green's got it, and he's fouled. Garnett, I think, tried a little flop play there on the three-pointer. Now he's talking it over with the official.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave me one early.
The Tucci fans are getting after the official as well. And now, they're going to switch sides. Good job officiating there. So he was right in front of the Tucci folks, and they were really ripping him. So these two guys are going to switch sides. Spencer Green misses a free throw. Garnett rose up for that three and then tried to draw some attention. Hit the deck trying for the foul, shooting the three-pointer. Didn't get what he wanted. And Spencer misses both free throws. Wow. Some rare stuff for Spencer this season. And there's a travel call on Cooper Pumphrey the other way as he catches the ball in the corner. So Coach Scott Pumphrey is going to say, you know what, guys, it was a great effort. And Dave Maley at the half, he comes down from Rosalia, Washington. He's an expert on the wheat division. And he predicts that the Tucci Redhawks will get an upset in this league tournament. And I think I agree with that completely. Irish with the ball up 11. They get the ball to Guest. The senior will fire the shot, won't go. Rebound for the Red Hawks. Cooper Moyers in the ball game gets it to Johnny Garcia. He'll bring it into front court. And that'll be the ball game. Good ball game. Very competitive throughout. The Irish boys close out the season on a 10-game winning streak, and they finish tied for first in the Southeast 1B Great Division with a 66-55 win over Touche on the final night of the regular season. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Change is inevitable. And the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats, in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, a packed house here on the final night of the regular season, senior night for both Touche and DeSales. That was a nice way to start the ball game. And then a very entertaining athletic ball game. DeSales up 17 to 7. They open up a 10-point lead to start the ball game. Then each team scored 15 points in the second quarter. Maddox 5 and got the Irish off to a great start. 11 first quarter points, including 3 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, one of them to beat the buzzer to end the quarter. Then an even second quarter, each team with 15 points. Aylin Garnett, after scoring 5 in the first quarter, he scored 6, 9, 10 in the second quarter. And the Irish led by those 10 points, 32-22 at the half. And the Irish got points from 6 different players in a third quarter where the Irish put up 20 points, including Spencer Green hitting a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3 at the buzzer after Malachi or Maddox Filand, if I recall, came up with a loose ball in the corner, took off the other way, watching the clock, getting pressured on defense, got to the ball to Spencer just in time to launch it before the buzzer sounded, and the Irish took a 16-point lead into the fourth quarter, and the Red Hawks scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter, if I recall. Aylin Garnett, a couple of Hank Warden, no, that was the third quarter. He scored the first 5 points in the second half, but Scott Pumphrey took a timeout. I know there was a 3 by Isaiah Preciado, a 3 by Aylin Garnett, and some free throws in there as well. They had an 11-2 run to get it down to that 16-point lead down to 9 at one point. And then the Irish push it back up to 11 by the end of the ball game and win it 66-65. Touche outscored the Irish in the fourth quarter, 19-14. That's the scoring summary. The Irish finished the regular season 13-1 in the Great Division, tying Liberty Christian at 13-1 at the top of the division. Those two teams split their regular season games, with the Irish completing a four-game sweep here in the final week of the regular season, including that win at Liberty Christian on Tuesday to give them their first loss of the season. And they continue to be the number one ranked team in the state, do the Patriots, even after the upset loss to the Irish. 17-3 overall are the Irish. They finish a game season on a 10-game winning streak. They have not lost since losing at the Wenatchee tournament on Saturday, January 10th, to Tulalip Heritage. So the Irish seem to be peaking at the right time, but they definitely have some things they can keep improving on, and they'll need to do so as we head to the postseason next week. Touche's boys under head coach Scott Pumphrey finished the division schedule at 7-7. They are the fourth place team in the division. They end up 11-7 on the regular season, and they will travel to either Garfield, Palouse, or Oaksdale for the first round, and they have the potential to pull off an upset anytime you have a player like Aylin Garnett on your team. That's the scoring summary. We'll be back with individual totals and wrap things up from DeSales. Irish win at 66-55 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett. Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back to wrap up the regular season. Love big crowd. Neat to see here. A lot of people milling around on the gym floor tonight. Great community event. Irish come out on top 66-55. Individual totals for both teams. Touche Redhawks under head coach Scott Pumphrey. He was able to get his reserves in the ball game at the end of the contest. Got all his kids in the ball game. 2 points for Hudson Zessen. 3 points for Isaiah Preciado. He had a very good floor game. Just struggled offensively. He didn't play the first time these teams met. And then 3 points for Cooper Pumphrey, the 5'11 sophomore. And then 5 points for Kyler Pumphrey on his senior night game, the 6'1 senior, 5 points before fouling out with 38 seconds to go. And then 39 points for Aylin Garnett. 5 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, 13 in the third quarter, 11 in the fourth quarter. He was 3, 4, 5, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. He had 3, 4, 5 Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. He came into the game averaging 40 points a game. Where's that note at? Oh, it's right here. So he came into the ball game averaging 42 points a game. So we held him under his average. And I'm safe to say he will set the record for most points averaged in a single season. It was held at 36.2 by Michael Porter Jr. of Nathan Hale in the 2016-2017 season. So I don't think I'm the guy who can announce that officially, but the guy who gave me the notes is very reliable, and they'll get that updated. Michael Porter Jr. currently plays for the Brooklyn Nets. So Aylin Garnett sets the state record, as far as we can tell, averaging higher than 36.2 points per game, which was the previous state record. So it was neat to get to watch him, and we hope to get to watch him in the postseason as well. Tucci hits 13 of 19 free throws from the free throw line. Very consistent in that area. They committed 14 fouls. For DeSales and head coach Eric Wood, who got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ball game, and 7 of them score points. 2 for Mateo Jimenez. 4 for Manning Filan. 4 for Jackson Gazelle. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures. Very balanced scoring for the Irish. Tucci, obviously when you got Aylin Garnett, your scoring isn't going to be very balanced. So the balanced scoring of the Irish overcomes the 39 points of Aylin Garnett. 4 players in double figures. Spencer Green, 10 points, 8 in the second half. He had that buzzer beater to end the third quarter, but obviously an off night for Spencer Green, but he'll get it rolling. 12 points for Cohen Wood. He scored in every quarter, including 6 in the fourth quarter that helped stop that last run that was attempted by the Redhawks. And Cohen finishes off a nice weekend. He had 19 points against Sunnyside Christian last night and was our Dairy Queen play of the game. 13 points for Malachi Raymond. He didn't score in the first quarter. He had 5 in the second quarter, 5 more in the third quarter, and 3 points in the fourth quarter. And then Maddox Filan. Hey, everybody was talking about Aylin Garnett and possibly the matchup between him and Spencer Green. And Spencer played great defensive effort on a great player in Aylin Garnett. But Maddox Filan, he came out and played great the senior on senior night. He hit 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first quarter, including a buzzer beater, 11 points total in the first quarter, 6 more in the second quarter. He had 17 points at the halftime, and that really set the tone for the Irish in the ball game. He had 4 more in the third quarter and finished with 21 to lead the Irish in scoring. DeSales struggled at the free throw line, just 3 of 10 at the free throw line when Tucci was fouling on basically on purpose towards the end of the game, and the Irish got to clean that up for sure. They shoot 7 for 15 for the game, a tick under 50%. The Irish commit 16 fouls. Well, that's the tale of the tape. Lon, what are you thinking on player of the game? I think it's kind of a no-brainer, but
it is a no-brainer, but he was a cool cucumber under
Maddox Filan, right?
As in Maddox, yes, because he others seemed to be a little bit panicky, shooting a little quick, and Maddox was just solid as you could ask a ball player to be. And then the second half, Cohen was really a cucumber all the whole game.
He has been all weekend, and especially that fourth quarter. They made that little run, and he hit those two rebound putbacks and a little soft one in the lane for those 6 points. And that was a nice way to stop that, because they were on an 11-2 run when Cohen scored those 6 points to get it back up to comfortably double digits. Never really completely comfortable, especially the way we shot the free throws down the stretch. So Maddox Filan on senior night, our Dairy Queen player of the game. The seniors ended their career on the floor. Spencer Green, their regular season career. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Jason Guest, Jackson Gazelle, and Manning Filan ended up on the court together at the end of the regular season. They'll be back out here next Thursday against either Pomeroy or Tico Rosalia in the first round of the league tournament. So that'll be Thursday. Game time has not been set, and it'll be either Pomeroy or Tico Rosalia will be the DeSales opponent. The Lady Irish, they got the win over the Tucci girls, 47-7. Our Dairy Queen players were the Lady Irish seniors, Maddie Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier. Congratulations to them. Nick Hazeltine's girls finish third in the Southeast 1B Great Division. They will travel to either Garfield Palouse or Oaksdale for a game on Wednesday to start the league tournament next week. We'll have 4 games next week, 2 girls games, 2 boys games. And we'll try to get all four of them on the air because they could potentially be at four different spots in 4 days.
Hey, Mike, depending. I'd like to give a shout-out to Tushy. They played a team game. Garnett had to earn his points. The other kids took their shots when they were there. So yep. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I've said several times, I'm excited to watch them in the league tournament. And as I think this is one of the strongest divisions our guys have played in a long time, competitive-wise. And I think we have a real advantage over the Wheat Division. Now, historically, over the years, when they were called the Whitman County League and we were the Blue Mountain League, a lot of times it was the opposite was true. But the tide maybe has turned a bit, especially this year, with all four of the DeSales, or excuse me, the Grape Division teams, I think have a chance to advance the district. We'll see what happens. All right. With that, thank you for listening. And on behalf of Lon Olson, I'd like to thank you for listening as I speak for my partner. And thank you back at the studio by Gabe and Rod. And please patronize all of our great sponsors. I say at every ball game, and especially lately, when we head to the postseason, there are broadcasting fees, extra travel, lodging at times, all that kind of stuff. That takes a pretty big chunk of a budget. And without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do those broadcasts. And the best way to thank them is to patronize their business. And, of course, without you folks listening at home, we wouldn't have, and on the Internet and all that kind of stuff, we wouldn't have anybody to broadcast to. So, Wednesday, from somewhere, up in the Palouse, the Irish girls will be on the radio, and then Thursday against somebody here at DeSales. And until then, this is Mike Speed saying God bless, and we send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.